Last week, the public turned out in large numbers before the city council to discuss a proposal that would regulate street performers in the Spa City. A staple on Broadway in the summertime, the musicians, magicians, and others reflect Saratoga Springs' reputation as an eclectic destination for the arts. But with buskers' increasing popularity, business owners have complained of noise, blocked windows and doorways, and disruptive performers that keep away customers. Mayor Joanne Yepsen organized the meeting after she felt more discussion was needed from all sides after last week's public hearing.
The idea is you come together and you talk about what the specific problems are and then you find solutions for them. And that's what this process did tonight, and I feel very good about it.
A number of businesses, arts organizations, and performers were represented. Todd Shimkus is president and CEO of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce.
The primary thing that we're trying to avoid is conflict between street performers and businesses. That's mostly about noise, and it's mostly about where. So the decibel levels, if that's the only way we can do it, that's one thing we'll have to look at. And then figuring out where you can and can't play and making sure we communicate that.
Jewelry store owner Harvey Fox said he welcomes responsible performers, but said he has had numerous issues with performers crowding in front of his store and with animals. Fox supported the permitting requirement that was met with heavy criticism in the original proposal.
And that I understand from a lot of the buskers and the supporters, they're opposed to that, but they have a plan where they can manage themselves. If they can manage the enforcement and the rules, I'll be thrilled. It's not like I want to put it into the government or another city department.
Lawrence White said the rights of the artists and businesses must be protected. White, who said he performed in Manhattan for decades, said any registry or permitting is an issue of limiting free speech. In the original proposal, permits would have cost $20 and would require a written description of the act.
I don't have to identify the guy. There he is. He's singing right there in front of me, so there's no reason for me to identify him. He's emoting, and if he's doing it within time, space, manner, and noise restrictions, which are legal, then there is no problem.
Magician Stephen Brundage said he got his start on Broadway 3 years ago. Since then, he's had his act go viral and was featured on national television. Brundage said he would support some regulation.
But if they put too many restrictions, it's definitely going to hurt some people as far as, you know, if they limit the time you can perform, really limit the spots, that's definitely going to hurt a lot of the artists who actually want to go out and express themselves.
Jeff Carroll, who has performed in Saratoga for nearly 19 years, said he makes his living after closing hours. He said stopping at 10 p.m. on a weekend is not practical.
I can understand some of the noise concerns, but bands make a lot more noise than Carroll and the one solo acoustic guitar does.
Carroll said the performers should be able to police themselves by respecting seniority, space, and using common sense. Again, Mayor Yepsen.
We're looking for a win-win here, and that's what I think we're getting closer to as a result of this meeting.
Yepsen said a new version of the proposal would be drafted using input from the meeting and will not include a permitting requirement. The public comment period on the issue will remain open. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.